T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so you can't get a clearer contrast than the one we're looking at right now. I have no audio. Okay, let me change subjects then. Okay, so I get so frustrated. We're just having a really bad computer week this week, but I'm gonna get over it. Joe Biden announcing his administration in Politico, that they're going to go full on lawless. This is incredible. And just begin amnestying illegal immigrants. Now, I've been around long enough. Beginning of my radio career was when George W. Bush tried to amnesty with the Democrats illegal immigrants. And if I remember correctly, that took a vote of Congress to do.
There's something like a legislature involved, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. That took a vote of Congress to do. So Joe Biden can't do that. He cannot do it executively, but I don't blame him for trying because, you know, this level of lawlessness, I mean, you cannot do what we used to put coyotes in prison. There still are coyotes in federal prison. We had an article about that a few weeks ago. People who have ferried illegal immigrants into the country, you cannot take tax dollars and use the Border Patrol illegally as a coyote to put people on planes who have no ID while you make Americans wait in line. That's illegal. You cannot act as a coyote and complete the journey of the illegal into the United States of America, but yet he does. So, I mean, he does so many things that are illegal, patently illegal, that he's just announced, they're floating it as a trial balloon, his administration. Hey, you know what? I'll just go ahead and amnesty people over who've been here 10 years or more. I'll just thus begin giving them green cards, which is the first step in getting citizenship. You get a green card, you are pretty much, Lee, unless you do something really, really bad, guaranteed, if you go through the rest of the process, to get citizenship and the ultimate goal for Democrats, the vote. So they are floating that. And, you know, who could blame them? Look, the Supreme Court said Joe Biden does not have the authority to forgive these student loans. So he just took the piece of paper that the Supreme Court ruled on, chucked it out, wrote a new piece of paper and went on about his business, ignoring the Supreme Court. So the Democrats are going, wow, we didn't get a lot of pushback on that from Republicans, a couple of Fox News interviews. So we'll just, you know, what's right? Why not try to amnesty that? Why not? And what they're building is an entire fake system around illegal immigration where Joe Biden does not have the ability to do things he is doing. For instance, you cannot let illegal immigrants fly in here unvetted in many cases, because they're coming from countries that we can't vet them. We have a hostile relationship with their governments, by just creating a QR code and telling people at airports to accept it, okay? They're still illegal immigrants. That doesn't make them illegal. That makes Joe a partner to the crime. That makes everybody involved a partner to the crime. You can't, that is not legal. They've been giving illegal immigrants work permits. You can't do that. You need Congress to approve that. Joe does not have the ability to do that. And yet when they get their free phones, and as we heard from Sheriff Hobart Lewis yesterday, their $400 on a cash card to pay for their bus trip to Greenville.
Yeah, that was stunning yesterday.
Yes, it was stunning. When you have that, that's not legal. So they're going, wow, Republicans letting us do all this, in fact, they're funding it. So we just funded it again in the budget. So once the Democrats, notice what happened here. Once the Democrats saw the Republicans just funded this entire operation that pays illegal immigrants to come here, pays for their trip from South and Central America up through here, pays for them again. They get another cash card when they get on the bus. They get another phone, pays for the very illegality that Republicans are complaining about, Lee. You know, right after that budget passes, what do you get? The Democrats are like, wow, I guess we'll just do an illegal amnesty and probably Republicans will pay for that too. I mean, I don't blame them after we just got stabbed in the back by what calls itself our leadership. So this is incredible. And it's going to be a problem. Let me tell you why. If you know anything about USCIS, that is the Processing Agency for Citizenship. They have no police force in terms of they have no ability to detect document fraud, right? So we had a story from the NYPD a few weeks ago. These illegal immigrant cartels, they're on the streets of New York just selling fake documents, right? Everybody's going to be an illegal immigrant who's lived here for 10 years. All of them, 100%. They're just going to submit the documents. USCIS has no ability to detect document fraud or even research for it when they get documents. They have one choice. They hit one button on their keyboard that says, you know, agree. In other words, green light, the green card, or the other one that says stop. There's something wrong with this application. But they cannot flag fake documents. If Joe Biden does this amnesty executively, understand this, 100% of everyone who came over our border yesterday is going to be eligible to get the green card. Why will they get the green card? Because they want the welfare. That's why. So this is the time when we say stop. This is the time when we float a bill to defund that. Or can we even do that anymore since we've given away our majority?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. But this is lawless. This is another part of dual justice where the Democrats say, wow, we've been allowed to break the law so many times. And now they're ignoring Supreme Court decisions with loans. So you know what they're saying inside the White House? Wow, we just got away with ignoring a Supreme Court decision. We nullified it. We think we'll go ahead and just amnesty these illegals, even though we do not have the legal ability to do that, even though that is illegal. And, you know, Republicans take it to Supreme Court. Supreme Court, well, we can't do it. We'll just do it anyway.
Well, apparently only Republican administrations are held to Supreme Court rulings.
Oh, yes, yes. That is equal rule under the law. That is, we're all in this democracy. We're all held accountable,
right,
but not Democrats. So this is the sort of another part of this sort of lawlessness. When you fund it, which they did over the weekend, by Wednesday, the Democrats are going, you know what? Screw you guys. We're not even going to vote on amnesty. We'll just have Joe do it with a pen. We'll just have Joe do it with a pen. Just like Joe has banned your combustion engine car with a pen. He just did it with a pen. I mean, if you told our founding fathers that, they would be rolling in the aisles laughing. Wait. You got some dictator who says you can't have one of them gas-powered horse-drawn wagons with a... You can't have one of them? Your president did that? Yeah, Congress didn't do it? No, Congress voted against it, but the Senate wouldn't pick it up. You can't do that. You can't do that executively. You cannot put tailpipe emission standards on a gas-powered car that makes it cost more than a electric-powered car. You can't do that with a pen? Are you kidding me? That's a dictatorship. You can't amnesty people with a pen. And you know what my evidence of that is? Democrats used to tell you that, too. They lost by just a couple votes, thank God. But, you know, I mean, Bush and the Democrats spent so much of their political capital on amnesty. Remember that? Why? Because they had to do it to get these illegals legal. That's the evidence. If Judge George Bush could have done it with a pen, he would have. But he couldn't. So this is a test again. This is a test. And Democrats probably not betting wrong. They've probably been, well, Republicans will scream about it and stuff, and then they'll fund it. They'll fund it. So.
Yeah, I had some new hope for the new head of the RNC. The very first couple of days, I did see some blowback from some of the things that have been going on, but yet I, past few days, have seen nothing. This would be a great opportunity, particularly after this tale of two presidents in the same city yesterday in New York City.
That's where I wanted to start today, and I'm sorry, all my audio is blown this morning, so I'm going to have to get it fixed and come back at it in coming segments.
Yeah. So you'll get it there. You'll get it there.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, and Tara, you have the ability to ad lib on this anyway. So
yeah.
I have full confidence in you.
Yeah.
Equipment, not so much, but you, I have full confidence in.
So, So, and what has just happened in New York was stunning. I mean, I think the only thing that, that you need to know about that is that four presidents were in New York and one was at the wake for that slain officer.
Yeah.
But it's worse than that. Did you see the Biden campaign made fun of Trump for wasting his time on Twitter?
Oh, gosh.
Mocked him for wasting his time. Do you know where he was? He was at the wake for the officer murdered by Democrat policies, by bond policies, by release policies, by their tolerance for criminality.
I have to say, and I was watching a bit of The Five yesterday, and Judge Jeanine roasted. I mean, it was an epic rant.
My dad has a crush on her.
I wanted to almost stand up and cheer. And it was just amazing the way that she roasted the Biden administration about the and Democrats in New York City, the whole situation here because of this useless, senseless death of this police officer that was completely and totally avoidable. And it happened because of Democrat policies, President Biden's policies. It happened because of that directly. And because of that, you have a widow and a child that has no father. And that happened because of Democrat policies in New York City. This is on the hands of the Biden administration, the governor of New York, the mayor of New York, and all of those folks that are officials in that area. And, you know, I heard them say that they told local officials they were not welcome to the wake. I almost wish that they had just reversed that and said, you know what, we want you to come because we want you to see the pain, the eternal loss
you have
that
caused.
This family that you have caused.
Yes.
This is what you did. These are the consequences of liberal, progressive, secularist policies. This is what you get. This is what happens. This man lost his life doing his job and was brutally murdered in cold blood by someone who should not have even been on the streets. It is your fault. The blood is on your hands. There is no arguing that. Judge Jeanine did a great job of just laying that out and just roasted these liberal progressives over that issue yesterday. And if you get a chance to go back and listen to that,
I will. I'm going to go check that out right away.
It was in the first few minutes of the program and just, oof.
Coming up, wait till you hear how the Biden campaign and the Democrats yesterday mocked Trump for wasting his time. Where was Trump? He was at the funeral for the slain officer. They mocked him. He's wasting his time today. They were very specific about the time frame. Wasting his time. Where do you hear this? Coming up. They're not just laughing at Trump. They're laughing at that family. They're laughing at everybody who gave a damn. They're laughing at the NYPD. They're laughing at their own lawlessness. This is who they are. Coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you.
four U.S. presidents were in New York yesterday, but only one attended the wake of murdered New York police officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop. Police say the suspected killer had 21 prior arrests and had just been released.
I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working.
Many thanked the former president for making the trip to be in the city on this very important day for the family.
Four U.S. presidents in New York City. Only one is bothered to call the family. Only one went to the wake. That guy's the president of America. The others want to rule America, and they want the peasants to shut up. Increasingly, they do not want to be seen with, around, surrounded by, in the same picture frame as anyone associated with the police. This is who these people are. Here's Bruce Blakeman. He is the Nassau County executive. He was at the Diller wake with Trump and the family. The family invited Trump. Trump didn't impose himself on the family. They invited him to come to the wake yesterday in New York after the officer was executed. I mean, this is what happened. Executed on the streets of New York during a traffic stop by a 21-time repeat offender. Nine of those felonies. Inexplicable how he was even on the street. But, I mean, this is how Democrats live. This is how they want us all to live. This is where we are. Here's Bruce Blakeman describing what the public could not see because he was there behind closed doors with the family who was understandably grieving.
President Trump was a source of comfort to the family. He spent over 10 minutes with Stephanie, the widow, in private. And then he went out into the main hall where the casket was laid and where police officer Dillon's body was laid. And he and Stephanie prayed together. And then police officer Diller's grandmother asked the president for a hug. And he embraced her and held her very tightly. They did something I've never seen before, Janine, at a wake. They gave him a rousing ovation.
Just because he was there. Just because he cared. Normal people care. This isn't Democrat versus Republican. Normal Americans care about something like this. I just teared up just hearing that. That's what it means to be normal. That's what it means to be functionally human in our society. This didn't used to be right wing and left wing. Democrats and Republicans would go to funerals for slain police officers. They would try to make it better. They would pass laws to make it better and to make it safer and gooder. Now they don't want to be seen in the same frame of a photograph with a police officer. That's what this was about. Meanwhile, yesterday, did you see this? Because if you didn't see this, you need to go to my Twitter account and see the full horror of this. While Trump was at that wake, and the Democrats knew that's where he would be yesterday, they put out a tweet. The Biden-Harris campaign headquarters put out a tweet mocking him. Mocking him for wasting his time yesterday. It was a fake schedule. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Do hair. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Hide in the basement. No, that's Joe Biden who hides in the basement. 12 p.m. Lunch with white supremacists. Oh, well, he was at the wake then. Is that who was at the wake? All those NYPD officers, were they the white supremacists? That's how we described them. Okay, good to know. You care about the death of an innocent young father at the hands of a thug who shouldn't have been on the street? You're a white supremacist. Good to know. That's how they think, folks. 1 p.m., try to sell special Trump-approved Bibles to pay bills. 2 p.m., hide in basement. 5 p.m., sit in car. Biden mocked Trump for wasting time while he was at that wake. You don't think that's a gaffe. Don't think that was, they were confused. Don't think, oh, well, they didn't realize he was at the wake. They knew he was at the wake. There's been 2 days of coverage. It's been covered for a couple of days. That's where he would be. They could have said nothing and ignored the whole thing because they're Democrats. They don't care about human life. They especially don't care if you wear a uniform. But they mocked him. They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. They didn't care. That's plumb evil right there. And that's not right versus left. That's just evil. That's all that is evil. Okay, so what if the Democrats were spending their time so much better? Again, four presidents were in New York. Only one of them is called that family, the Diller family. Jonathan Diller was executed by that repeat thug. That was a murder by Democrat policy. Four presidents, only one of them called the family, and only one of them was at the wake. Meanwhile, what were the Democrats doing? They're mocking Trump for wasting his time, going to a wake and honoring a family like this. Showing them you care is apparently a waste of time. Okay, cool. It's also hanging out with white supremacists, as we found out from the Biden campaign. All right, cool. So what were the Democrats then doing? What were they showing us isn't a waste of time? Yesterday.
Meanwhile, yesterday, about 30 miles away, President Biden was fundraising with former Presidents Obama and Clinton. The trio schmoozed with celebrities and high-dollar donors as guests enjoyed performances by Queen Latifah and Lizzo. And while hundreds of Palestinian protesters chanted outside the Radio City Music Hall, inside, the Late Show host Stephen Colbert moderated a conversation between the presidents that, of course, largely focused on criticizing Trump, where Obama said, in part, it's not just about the negative case against the presumptive nominee on the other side. It's the positive case for somebody who's done an outstanding job as president. And the fundraiser raked in a record-setting $26 million for Biden's reelection campaign. Guys.
$26 million. $26 million. By the way, if you wanted to have your picture taken with all three presidents, that was $200,000. Oh, you can't afford that. Yeah, you're not the kind of people they hang out with. You're not. Who, look, for all of his faults, and I've listed them here, been very honest with you about what Trump's faults are, for all of his faults, he was with real people yesterday who cannot afford a $200,000 picture with Biden, Obama, and Clinton. That's what it cost yesterday. There was so many celebrities, Fox News had to run a list. They couldn't list them all. $26 million in a single day. That's a war chest. They're coming for us. They're coming for us. They can't stand that we exist and we don't bow down to them and that we're decent and that we care about human life. We care about a toddler who will never know his dad. Because of their policies, they don't care. Look, this is a president who couldn't say Lake and Riley's name right and then apologize to her killer for referring to him as an illegal alien. Not to her family, who he should have apologized for. He got her killed with his policies. No, he apologized to the illegal immigrants. Should have never called him that. Should have never disrespected it. That's who these people are. They are showing you America has to choose. They have to choose. We'll be right back. Good morning. Okay, so, slain officer, do you realize how bad this was in New York? The other thug who was with the one with the 21 convictions, nine of which were felonies, he's just running around. The other one tried to kill his partner. Do you know why his partner's not dead right now? Because the gun jammed. Because the gun jammed. Can you imagine that? Because the gun jammed. So we have Joe Biden, Clinton, Obama. They are in New York. Nobody has called the family except Trump. That's it. Nobody's called the family. And they go in and they raise $26 million. Single fundraiser, you know, bedecked and bedazzled with Hollywood celebrities. While the Biden campaign, who, let me assure you, was well aware Trump was going to be there at the wake yesterday. And that was big news. I knew it. If I knew it, they know it. Mocks Trump for wasting his time while he's at the wake. They put out a fake Trump schedule. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., hair. 10 a.m. to noon, hide in basement. So they're trying to project what Joe does onto Trump. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., try to sell special Trump-approved Bibles. 2 p.m., hide in basement. But the best is this one. Right around the time the wake was happening, they put, you know, Trump's fake schedule. And their whole point, he's wasting his time. He wastes his time every day. He's wasting his time. They know he's at the wake. You want to know what that one is? Lunch with white supremacists. Really? Is that how we describe a wake to honor a slain police officer? Lunch with white, I'm sorry, it's white nationalists, not white supremacists. That how we describe that? Cool. Good to know. That's how they think of you. Regular Americans, regular police officers who, through the grace of God and for completely inexplicable reasons, have held on and not quit their jobs in New York and gone somewhere safer for them and their families. That's how they think of you. Lunch with white nationalists. You got to see this tweet. It's unbelievable. It came from the Biden-Harris headquarters. And they were mocking Trump. President Biden traveling across the country, visiting every major battleground in 18 days. Well, I'm sorry, New York is not a battleground. It's pure blue. He was there raising $26 million. What was our side doing yesterday? I just want to, when I say our side, I'm not talking about right wing. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about the normals, just normal Americans who want to live in peace, who want to be able to afford their groceries, who want to be able to afford the gas in the car, and God forbid, put an entire tank in at one time instead of going a quarter at a time or a half of a time. I see people doing that now at the gas station. I start looking for it on the pump. Start watching it. A lot of people are doing it. You roll up to that big, you know, if you're a member of one of those big box store clubs, so there's a lot of traffic in. I just look around to see what are people, is that a full tank? Can you afford a full tank? That's a status symbol now. What was our side doing? So the Democrats were raising $26 million, and they did in a single fundraiser, star-studded, hosted by Stephen Colbert. What was our side doing yesterday? The normals. Well, Barstool Sports' David Portnoy, you know him, big sports guy, big online celebrity. He was raising money for the family of the slain police officer who died like a dog in the street screaming in pain. Jonathan Diller. He was raising money for him. How much money did he raise yesterday? $1.5 million. His fans, he did a drive online. His fans donated $750,000 and he said he would match it. He did. $1.5 million now. I'm going to go to the family. So at least we have the comfort of knowing they are taken care of. What a contrast. We are raising money for the family. We are donating money for the family. They are raising money to crush us. They're raising money so they can go back into office and have our bank spy on us when we buy Bibles or religious texts. They are raising because they just did that day. We just got caught with that a couple weeks ago. The Treasury demanding the bank turn over because of danger, you know, January 6th. Except it kept going after January 6th, and it never stopped. If you buy a religious text, you're on the list. Banks turned you over because they asked. If you buy a gun, if you buy ammo, or you shop somewhere that has guns and ammo, they didn't know the specific purchase, but they knew the stores you were shopping in, they turned you over. You're on a list. If you bought hat, shirt, merch with Trump's name on it, you're on the list. Your bank turned you over. So see, they need $26 million so they can go back to being in power and harassing people like me and you instead of the thug with the 21 charges and convictions. Takes a lot of money to do that. Meanwhile, we're busy raising money for a family that has been shattered by their policies. Folks, you cannot better encapsulate America than that right there on this Good Friday. You can't. Our side is not perfect. Donald Trump is far from perfect. It's not what I'm saying. But there's not a one of us that's perfect. But there's a basic standard of decency in America, and it is gone in the Democrat Party. Texter writes, chances are, Tara, that cop voted Democrat. We don't know that, but okay, I'll read your text. Chances are that cop voted Democrat. Yesterday, all police across the country probably decided no Democrat president is worth risking their lives to save. I tell you that all the time. I tell you that all the time. If you have that call for service, you need to go where people deserve your life. You need to find the reddest county in the reddest state you can and go protect them. These people don't deserve your sacrifice. They don't. Texter writes, Tara, this is why I voted for Trump and why I continue to do so. Another texter writes, talk about Obama patting himself on the back for the way Biden's running his administration. I know. We'll get to that later in the show. Another texter writes, the Marxists apparently like capitalist money. You know, they do. They need a lot of capitalist money to end capitalism. I'll sell you the rope. Yeah. Texter writes, I never thought I'd have to say this. I'm not going to read this one. It's a bit much. But thank you. Texter writes, Tara, the New York officials do not care. It's good they were not invited. Another texter writes, do not volunteer to be a police officer in a blue state. Do not volunteer to join the military under these Marxists. No, and that's what I told you. If you have that calling to serve, serve normal Americans who still have a sense of decency. Again, we need you as a police officer in the reddest state in the reddest county you could find. That's where we need you. You can serve it. That is how you can still serve America. Because this other way isn't working. It's a way. So the message for the Democrats, it's a waste of time for Trump to go to the wake. He is wasting time while Joe Biden's doing something productive, raising $26 million from Hollywood celebrities for his campaign. That's them. That's them right there. They just did it for me. I couldn't have done it better. Talk about spin. Okay. Shrinkflation. Here's the new spin. Okay, you ready for this? Actually, shrinkflation is awesome. Yeah, where you pay more money than when Joe Biden took office for like way less stuff. Actually, secretly, people love it. Listen to this. They said, we don't watch for this. The media ran with this yesterday. Shrinkflation is a welcome thing. New study suggests that 54% of Americans want smaller portions. That's because people want to be healthier, right? And so shrinkflation is actually good. In fact, we should elect Democrats to give us more of, okay, they didn't go that far. They want you to conclude that part. New study by Liberal Georgetown University's Portion Balance Coalition. That's not inflation. Yeah. You know what? Your grocery bills might be 29% more than when Joe Biden took office, but he's helping. You're too fat. Count it as a blessing. New report released by the Georgetown University Portion Balance Coalition. What do we call it? The Coalition for Starvation of People under Bidenflation? Call it what it is. Spotlights the growing importance of smaller portions to consumers, and they're so excited about shrinkflation. Oh my God, they can't get enough of it. Putting snacks and drinks into slightly smaller packages and charging the same or more as the larger portions were used to. According to the new study, people want it, or at least a majority of them do, 54%. Do you buy this? Is this what you want? New research says Americans want smaller portions because they want to be healthier. So that's for both reduced sizes in food, by the way, and reduced restaurant portions, which, believe me, Joe Biden and the Democrats could provide you with that. And that percentage is even higher if they have young children in the household. So if you break that down by generation, it's a common thing. It's most common among older millennials. Younger millennials and Gen Zers are close behind. Older folks are more likely to want larger portions, because that's what we're used to. Okay, on the flip side of this, that's a lot of what the PhD weight loss system is about, is just tracking those calories, seeing those portions. And once you do that and you eat smaller portions, not because you can't afford the bigger ones or because of Biden inflation, you do end up shrinking your stomach. And it does. And then you feel full with the smaller portions and you lose weight. In fact, since doing PhD, I've been shocked at the portions I used to eat. Like, for me, for my body size, for my calorie intake, I used to go and get, like, just the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I think it's only 420-something calories. That's actually not bad, right? Well, for me, for my body size, no, I need half that for lunch. Half of that is a healthy portion for me. I didn't know. But I don't want to come to it by, hey, instead of charging you $4.50 for this sandwich, we're going to charge you $6.50, but we'll give you half. No, that's not how I want to get there. So look for this spin. This is hilarious. You love it when they rip you off because Congress won't stop printing money. Texter writes here, I just love paying more for less. That's the idea. Texter writes, that's Georgetown University study. That Georgetown University study is straight out of George Orwell, 1984. Yes, the party says you will get less for more and you will be happy. Oh, wait, that was the World Economic Forum. Sorry. All right, we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.